Hello and welcome in this C-Connected podcast directly from the transport logistic in Munich, the most important transport fair in the world, we could say. And at the table we have in front of me Frank Morowicz. You are head of supply chain and digitalization at BayWar Renewable Energy Solar Trade. And next to you sitting Dominique Door. You are global head of supply chain solutions and logistics. Is that the right way to say? You're satisfied with that? Okay. And next to me, Rob Bergmans, director of contract logistics at Sicon Logistics. Gentlemen, welcome in this podcast. Let me start. Frank, I look at you. And how, till this point, you like the fair?
Oh, that's quite amazing. For me, it's actually the first time being here. And I'm impressed how many people are here. Very good solution, interesting people, interesting talks. So great to be here.
Okay. And Dominique, you experienced the same thing?
Absolutely. To be honest, I don't know if it's my 10th, 11th or 12th. You know, it's amazing to be back because now I think it's the first time after 5 years or 4 years, I don't remember, before COVID. It's super nice to be back here. It's more than just networking. It's really meeting also the community with all partners in logistics, transportation, digitalization. So right, one place that's really exciting to have this back.
And it's kind of like a reunion or something with your colleagues. Great. Rob, also welcome. How do you experience the fair today?
Today, I just arrived today. So just came to our stand first, so I need to make the round. But I've been there for multiple times. The fair was always a place to meet colleagues and partners from the past and the future. It's really nice to be here. So I'm looking really forward to have a nice fair here also this year.
Okay, great. BayWar is like really involved in bringing back the carbon footprint by doing a lot of sustainable work, a sustainable product that will also contribute to the main goal we have in the world. So perhaps you can collaborate or share with us, in what way BayWar does that, or what are the main perspectives BayWar does their business?
Well, the purpose, or in our purpose of the company, is everything what we do is for our planet. So by just saying this, you hear that it's really in our DNA. And so I joined the company just less than 1 year ago, and I joined a big team of extremely passionate people. And they have developed an incredible business, literally to bring solar and renewable energy solutions to the people locally and everywhere. Let's say sustainability is in the product we are trading. So we are organizing the supply chain to bring the components from Asia or other origin countries to the EMEA region, APAC and the Americas. And from there we are serving residential market, but also industrial market with photovoltaic solutions. And then that from the product, from the business point of view, at the same time we talk here about logistics, this goes hand in hand, that we try to organize a sustainable supply chain, and then we have to think why we're sitting here with Sicon.
So it's all in your DNA like company, and it's also matching a lot of the sustainability vision Sicon has. Is that why the cooperation between the two companies started, or perhaps will succeed in that way?
Yeah, that's maybe I can ask Dominique, because we were approached by Dominique, I think now half a year ago. So that's where we first get connected. Dominique worked with Sicon in the past, so already know that we are doing a lot of intermodal work. So that is also part of the plan of bringing the CO2 footprint down. That's transportation-wise. Of course, also for the buildings we are having and we're going to build, we also look at the possibilities to bring the CO2 down for that. Of course, we therefore also need the solar panels, which you have on the roof. We also have a lot of the BREEAM certification. We have BREEAM Outstanding as our standard for the new buildings. That gives also idea how we're going to do with the environment. Because the BREEAM is the standard for bringing the CO2 footprint down.
Okay, great. And we will come back at that later, because one of the parts of the cooperation is what you are developing in the Netherlands. And but first, popular terms we hear at the moment is like model shift. It's kind of a physical reduction of the CO2 footprint. But can you give some more details about what does the model shift do, and in what way are you also do that for BayWa?
In general, it's true at the moment that the political situation has never been as beneficial for renewables energies as it has been ever before. Right, so we are. Political mindset is actually perfect for getting into the business, putting solar onto every roof. People actually had a mind shift. People want to be able to have solar on their own roof. And solar is so cheap by now that it's really the cheapest form of energy. So it's a win-win on all situation, on all sides, and that makes it absolutely perfect, the perfect time for us to actually invest and go forward in huge steps. And that's what's happening at the moment, right? The business is developing, the people are developing, and something like the Ukraine-Russian war is then the topping on the story, because it suddenly people realized their dependency on fossil energy, and that gave another major push into the renewables. And so we're really, really, really optimistic that everybody wants to change, and so we're supporting that.
So the future.
I can add to this, maybe to now close the context to the logistics again. I think there are quite some similarities when you look at the logistics sector as a sector compared to the renewable energy sectors, because the drivers behind are quite the same. So people on the energy sector are going for renewable energies. People in the logistics sector are talking about decarbonization of transportation, model shift, and so on. So this is why the drivers behind are the same, and it's all about finding new ways of, let's say, doing everything to be better, and again, back to our purpose for our planet, but in the end it counts for logistics mission and strategies, like for renewable energy strategies. So this is why we're collaborating and not talking only about bring me the goods from A to B, but let's bring the goods from A to B in a sustainable way.
So in several ways we are looking at a bright future in this sector.
Yeah, perfectly. And what's so important is that we cannot do it alone, right? We need partners all over the world. And Sikon seems to have the same mindset that we have. So there is a fit there, and that makes it easy and makes it fun to actually work towards the common goal.
So if we focus on that part, and then we focus on the cooperation between BayWa Solar Trade and Sikon Logistics, you have some new plans in the Netherlands. And you already mentioned BREEAM is a very important way to look at the sustainability of buildings and developing new warehouses, for example. Can you give some more details about what your plans are for Wansum?
Yeah, I'm going to develop together for BayWa a new project at Wansum. It's directly at the inland port. Giving also the advantage we could avoid trucking from the harbor to the warehouse, because we can use the inland waterways. So that is also a very sustainable way to do the containers from the ports to Wansum. And regarding the building, we're going to have a BREEAM outstanding building, meaning that you have less energy, almost no energy, and the energy which we use will be produced by the solar panels which we have on the roof. We have our over capacity, so what we're also going to do, the energy which we produce, we only want to use the trucking from the barge and want them to our warehouse via electric trucks. So that will all be with no CO2, it will be from the barge to our warehouse.
So it all will be climate neutral, self-supplying, and it's also a strategic choice you make together, and perhaps especially for BayWa to establish in the Netherlands, establish at this location. Can you give some more information about that choice you made?
Sure. So on the one hand, there are extremely nice ideas, like Rob said, to make a really sustainable step here. And let's say the vision of having an electric boat coming, picking up the container at the deep sea terminal, bringing it inland, that's fantastic. But apart from that, for us, it's also just a strategic move because we talk about here about a capacity of 50,000 square meters. And that is for us quite strategic capacity to make sure we are managing availability and organizing stock availability for our customers across the EMEA region. The warehousing activity in Wansum will act for us as a kind of buffer warehouse where we are importing the goods from Asia. And from there, we will be fulfilling our local distribution centers. We will be balancing also supply and demand volatility. And in the end, the main purpose behind is to have the material available for our customers when they need and when they are ready to do the installation at their roofs on the final customer places. So it's quite a strategic move in our supply chain to make sure we get good optimization of our inventories and good availability at the same time for our customers. And then what Rob said, when we then do this carbon neutral, that's good for the environment.
So in that point, what you say is that especially the location in the region of Venlo is very strategic also for your deliveries to Europe, to the other locations you have and you you supply. And at the end, and that's the most important thing, I guess, is that the customer really benefits from your choice you make now. Because the cost will increase and the delivery, like the availability of the products, will increase as well. So, okay, that's a good good way to look at it. Your job is also, next to the supply chain, is also digitalization. Can you explain a little bit more of that?
Of course. What's very important nowadays is that you can't simply scale by hiring more people, right? For one, there aren't enough people in the world. We experienced 100% growth last year, right? If you extrapolate that, you just won't find enough people. And it's not sustainable. So we have to think about ways of automating and optimizing every step in our value chain. And one of the steps in the value chain is, of course, the connection to your distributors, to your warehouses, to your people to do the actual work. And every manual step you can save is quite important. That's why we are developing a dedicated interface together with Secon to actually steer the deliveries from the warehouses.
Okay, that's very interesting. And Dominique, when you look at the location and we focus on Wansum, what are the challenges you see for the next few months?
First of all, before we talk about the location, most important is, I think, the question is how we were coming to the location. And I think that's a very important difference, how we were working together with Secon, like maybe we can call it a traditional approach. Yeah? So maybe the company has an idea, is looking for a new warehouse, and you're screening what's available. And with Secon, we took a different approach. So we were starting with a concept. And the concept came first, and then we the idea was, hey, what can we do in order to make sure that we can bring the goods when it's arriving in Rotterdam, that we can do the first, 100, 200 kilometers on a barge inland waterway to get out of the congestion area in Rotterdam. And then we were talking about which location. And then finally, the location was following the concept, not the other way around. I think that's a big change when you sit together with a logistics company partner, partnering on the question, what logistics solution you need in order to satisfy a concept. It's a better way than just trying to match a location and then matching a concept to it. So I think thanks to the fact that it's really strategically located, there will be challenges, but I think first is leveraging the opportunity.
Yeah, and that's difficult.
And then for us, it's not a short-term strategy, so we have a long-term strategy. And to be honest, I don't see this as a challenge, rather as an opportunity to really leverage the location, to optimize it within our network. We go step by step, and I'm sure we will find challenges, but I'm relatively convinced we will find more opportunities than challenges on this way.
That's the positive way of looking at it as well. So
we keep trying.
It's positive. It's powerful. And that's what we mentioned during the signing of the cooperation. What we did on the fair today, is that a powerful connection. That's a term that concludes the cooperation between the two companies. And Rob, when we look at the development of Ansem in specific, what is the planning for that? Is that in 2024, will it be ready?
Yes, Ansem, we have two buildings in the harbor. The first building will be planned for delivery January 24, and the second building will be in, I think, about May 24. So this is the planning for now.
And for now, the operation already started as a tryout, or just because it's already necessary to start in the Netherlands and then follow up in Ansem when it's finished?
Correct. We now started up with the first containers will arrive next week. We hired a temporary warehouse in Weert. So there we can already start. When we do that operation with smaller volumes, give both teams to get used to the business, know the processes. And when the Ansem part one is ready, we will transfer the business from Weert to Ansem.
Okay, so you're already up and running. So we can see the success of the cooperation in the next few months, perhaps. And today at the fair, there will be a signing of a contract. And that is also what you just said, Dominique. It's a long-term commitment we do to each other. And today it will be signed as well. In the long-term commitment, is there still a developing in the cooperation? Say you invest in other things, or is there a kind of an expansion you expect?
So we talk about logistics and supply chain. So when we can trust on something, that there will be change.
Always.
And again, in the renewable energy sector, I just joined 1 year ago, and just within this year, I don't know, there were so many ups and downs, changes, shifts. And I think the biggest point here is, again, working in a partnership with Secon, for sure there will be change. We might adjust a little bit left or right. With Ansem, we have a baseline, we have a certain structure. But the question is, if you are using it the same way in 2 years, maybe, maybe not. But I think it's with such a volatility around, it's the conflict we are in is we need to have continuity to make it efficient, but we need to be flexible to adapt because everything is changing every day. And I think that's the trade-off we will be continuously optimizing. But we have a solid baseline now in Ansem, and then we need to work out and optimizing a little bit around it. But I think it's now, like I said before, we have now a foundation, and now we need to leverage and little by little. And then it requires a partnership to be flexible enough when things are changing.
Thanks. That sounds very promising.
Yeah, let me just add a couple of numbers to that. Last year in Germany, we had 7 gigawatt of new PV systems. The political aim is something like 22 per year. So you see the potential, what's going to happen the next couple of years in Germany alone. And Germany isn't alone. The whole EMEA region is going through the same transition. So the volume we have to move is growing steadily. And of course, we will have to partner further and grow our partnership to get even more efficient and get the most out of the 50,000 square meters and even find some additional space, maybe. Who knows?
Okay, now that sounds also very promising. And it's the same way Secon looks at it as well.
Yeah, correct. Of course, it's a partnership. We go into this challenge together. We are going to have some challenges ahead, but the teams are really aligned. The companies are really talking the same language, I would say. The peer from both companies also speak the same language. So I'm really convinced that it will be a great success.
Okay, that sounds very good. Does any one of you want to add something to what we just discussed?
Yeah, something which is also very important in finding partners. It's not just sustainability we're looking for. We're also looking on somebody with the same culture. So we have to trust each other. We have to work with each other. In a certain way, we have to like each other. And that's what I mean. And talking to Secon, we found pretty quickly that we are on the same wavelength. And that's a further aspect which leads me to think this is going to be a huge success.
And that's good to see on this fair as well, that it's still a people's business. Eh? So when that vibe is good and that's what you're feeling here, then it will be more successful. Dominique, you want to share something?
Absolutely. And we talk about a new build of 50,000 square meters.
Yeah.
often these projects fail because you are stuck in this hen and egg discussion. Yeah? Yeah. So first building, signing. So in the end, at a certain point, you need to jump, and both parties need to carry also a certain risk. And again, it's a people business, and to a certain extent, you need to trust on a successful partnership. And I think now was mentioned before that now it's within 6 months we have worked out the concept. Now we talk about that it would be will be likely ready in another 6 months. That's an incredible fast track for such a big operation. So when we are finishing and having the first operation starting next year, I think that would be a super nice success for both companies together.
It sounds very exciting, yeah, and ambitious. What's ahead? So I think when we conclude on that, then I wish you a lot of success with the development, but also with your business at all in the solar trade, what is still growing. I wish Sikon also a lot of success with the cooperation, and I hope to speak to you later when it's all finished, and we can see, we get some feedback about the first start and how it's managed. Thank you very much for this moment.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
You're welcome.